So one topic that I'm surprised I never spoke about in a time in Halacha Shir yet, but it came up Derech Agav in the last topic that we did. The last topic we were talking about was reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, and we mentioned one possible ramification may relate to the nusach of benching that we say on Shabbos and on weekdays. So meaning there is a passage in the Darkei Moshe in Siman Kuf Pei Tes Os Aleph, and the Magen Avraham quotes this as well in the name of the Abudraham, that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Birch Samazon you should say Migdol Yeshua Osmalko, based on the pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perichav Beis pasuk in Aleph, and on Chol on a weekday you say Magdil Yeshua Osmalko. So I just thought it would be a good idea to run through the reasons as to why the difference between Shabbos and a weekday. Meaning this comes from a pretty early source. It comes from the Abudraham. So the Abudraham himself gives a reason for it. There are like eight different reasons for it. So we're going to go through one by one. The Abudraham himself gives a reason for it, and he says that it's based on the fact that Cholam is a Nekuda that's a Tenua Gedola, which is called a Melech Gadol, and a Chirik without a Yud is a Tenua Katana, which is called a Melech Katan. So we're Mechabed, the Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh by using a Nekuda that is a Tenua Gedola, by using a vowelization that is a larger Tenua Gedola, that's a more respectful type of vowelization to reserve for Shabbos. Then the Abudraham says another reason is that Magdil, it says in Tehillim, but David HaMelech was not yet a Melech at the time that he wrote, that he composed that Mizmor of Tehillim, and then after he became a king, that was in Sefer Shmuel, and therefore in Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we use the Nusach of David after he becomes the king, also giving extra honor to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Probably the most famous reason, but also the one that's almost certain, that's most certain to be incorrect, is the reason offered by the author of the Torah Tamima in his Sefer Baruch Sha'amar on the Siddur, Baruch Sha'amar on the Tefillas Chol. He writes that the idea that it says Migdol on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a big mistake. It was all a tos hadafos. It was all a mistake that had crept into our Sidurim. You see, what happened was, he says, that since the pasuk appears in two places, it appears both in Shmuel Beis and in Sefer Tehillim. So initially, the benching has, like usually, when we have Psukim Dezimmer and everything else, it has Psukim, it's composed of Psukim from Tehillim for the most part. But, you know, since the same exact pasuk appears in Shmuel Beis, so they had included in parentheses, Migdol, Beis, Shin Beis, Migdol, as if to say, Bishmuel Beis, you have the same words, it just says Migdol instead of Magdil. And someone saw those letters, Beis, Shin, Beis, Migdol, and decided that it must mean Bishabbos Migdol. Now, what does Beis, Shin, Beis mean? They didn't realize that it means Bishmuel Beis, so they assumed it meant Bishabbos Migdol. So when they did a later printing of the bencher, they put in Bishabbos. And then Nisgalgel Hataos, from one printing to the next, and they added in Yantif, and they added in Rosh Chodesh, but it all just started as Beis Shin Beis Bishabbos. So it sounds like a very cute explanation among many cute explanations that Baruch Sha'amar has, that he has in Makor Baruch a whole list of them, of these kinds of funny explanations. But Rav Reuven Margolios in his Haggadah Be'er Miriam points out that it is certainly incorrect, because the Abudraham already quotes this minug and tries to explain this minug, why it would be Magdil during the weekend, Migdol on Shabbos. It's quoted in Dark Moshe, as we pointed out. Rabbi David Abudraham lived many years before Sefer Shmuel was split into Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. So there's no way you can explain that the minhag is based on the mistaken marking of Beis Shin Beis, of Shmuel Beis. No one ever would have called it Shmuel Beis in the times of the Abudraham. It wasn't yet split. And in fact, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach Simchas Yaivitz, he writes the same thing. He says, Hasharazu ta'uz ubiyado, sheyehudin lo shtamshu. It was the Gayim that introduced the Chiluk in the first place between Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. Same with Malachim and Divrei Yamim. So once the Gayim printed their own Tanakhs and they split up Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, so we needed to reference. So the way we started using those references also. But before the Hadfasas HaTanach, before they published the Tanakh like that, it was a loyal al adas that the Jewish people would use the Masara of the Goyim to start splitting up Sefer Shmuel. So since these Rishonim lived before that ever would have happened in the Jewish community, it is unlikely, it is impossible that the explanation of Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein is correct. And therefore, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach Simchas Yavetz, he suggests a fourth explanation. And he writes that it's based on what the Gra writes when David HaMelech goes out, the Gemara Ma'id Katan, Daf Tezayin and Beis, talks about when David HaMelech would go out to war after the Chet with Bathsheba, he would only be able to kill 800 people in one shot. It used to be Eicha Yirdof Echad Elef, that David HaMelech would be able to kill 1,000 people, but now his kochos were taken away, and the Baskel came out and said, Rak Bidvar Urya Hachiti, that you're only able to kill 800 people. So the Gra writes, that's why there's a difference in the Mizmor and Shmuel Beis and the Mizmor and Tehillim. That Pasuk in Shmuel Beis says, Tishmereini Larosh Goyim, and in Tehillim it says, Tisimeini, instead of Tishmereini. Tishmereini is Gematria 1,000. Tisimeini is Gematria 800. So in Shmuel Beis, it was said before the Chet, and Tehillim was after the Chet, which is not like the Abu Jaham, but the Tehillim was after the Chet, and so based on that Gra, he says we understand very well that since the Inyan of Shabbos is an Inyan of being Mafkia, a person from Chet, it's Me'ein Olam Haba, it's Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Adam HaRishon saying, Lisham Damadea, that it's a time where we're removed from Averos, and we know that's why we don't say V'urachum Yichaper Avon on Lel Shabbos, and so because of that, we mention that which it says in Shmuel Beis, and not the Pasuk in Tehillim, which was after the Chet. Even though Yom Tov may be different as far as this is concerned, but Hishvu Midosehem, says the Haggadah Shel Pesach Simchas Yavetz, that they just made it even that Shabbos and Yom Tov should be the same. A fifth explanation is quoted in the Sefer Kemotze Shalal Rav on Birchas HaMazon. He quotes from Rav Aryeh Leib Gordon, the Baal Iyun Tfila, who explains based on the Yalkut Shimoni in Shmuel Beis, that Kosav Echad Omer Magdil v'Kosav Echad Omer Migdal, Rabbi Yudan Omer Lefi She'en Yeshuas HaShalom Azu Ba'a B'Bas Achas, Ella Migadelas V'Haleches. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael doesn't happen at one time, it builds up. So Mahu Migdal Shnasar Melech HaMashiach Kimigdal Gadol, that when we get to the point of Melech HaMashiach, the tower is already built, the Migdal is there. So Magdil is while you're in the process, Migdal is when the process has been achieved. So B'Yimos HaChol, which correspond to the Yimos HaGolus, we say Magdil. On the Binyan Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osek B'Binyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us along in the process and raising us up. By Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it's a Keneged Yimos HaMashiach. That's where Migdol, where we already have, the Migdol is already fully built. The sixth explanation, he also quotes that same Sefer Kamotzer Shal Rav, based on the same Yalkut Shimoni, from Rav Mordechai Ilan, the Av Bezin of Tel Aviv, in the Sefer Mikdash Mordechai on page Kuf Lamid, that after he quotes a Yalkut Shimoni, he says, so Shabbos Kodesh, a person achieves, forget about Yimos HaMashiach, person achieves his own Shleimus and Ruchnius on Shabbos Kodesh, so he is a Migdol, whereas the whole rest of the week he's Magdil, he's building up his Ruchnius toward Shabbos Kodesh, and Al Yedei Tzipi Azu Liyom Shekulu Shabbos He Megad L'matz Magdilim Es Kisufeyim L'Geula, and that helps us build up our hopes and our prayers for the Geula. The seventh explanation, he quotes from the Shlohak, you find in the Shlohak Kadosh. Shlohak Kadosh gives an explanation al pi Kabbalah, that Migdol and Magdil, Migdol is the base Hashem, Mador Ashchina, Misora Milamata Lamaila. There are two ways that there could be a Sorerus to achieve closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Milamata Lamaila, that it comes up, it's like a grassroots kind of a Sorerus, and then there's Milamaila Lamata, something that comes from above, down here. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Sorerus, and we have to then just jump at the opportunity. Migdol is Milamata Lamaila. He says that's why the first Nakuda in Migdol is a Chir, chiruk. It's a little dot under the mem. The chiruk is milamata, and then it ends with migdol, with a cholam, with his, which is up on the top. So it shows the soros milamata lemaila. Magdil starts with a patach. That yes, a patach is under the letter, but it's a remez. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's yado psucha, that his hand is open up. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's giving us the soros milamaila lemata, and that's why it ends with a chiruk, which is lemata. So the maila of migdol on magdil is that it's written beruach hakodesh. Migdol is neviim, which is a maila yaseira over ksuvim. So on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which are times that are reflective of the Roman Mus Yisrael, of the elevation of Yisrael. So the chodesh is kitchadish or Yisrael besod or alavanok or achama, that the Jewish people are represented by the moon, and certainly on Shabbos, which shows kedushas olam shekulo Shabbos. So we read migdol, the hisarus that comes from us going up toward Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But the rest of the time, we show that the hisarus comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and we go to him. That is the best I could do in explaining the Shlach HaKadosh. But then we have the explanation of Rav Reuven Margolios. Rav Reuven Margolios quotes the Perush of the Maharnash, Rabbi Nassim Shapiro, the author of the Mavos Sha'arim, one of the Rebbeim of the Ramah. But they quote the same exact explanation from the Gra, and they also quote the same exact explanation from the Ragachavir. That the difference is, that the reason for the difference is, like we explained the other day, that that Migdol is from Nevi'im, and Magdil is from Ksuvim, and since there is a halacha in the Gemara that you're not supposed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, there are two deos in the Gemara why it is that we don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos, either because it's going to be so distracting that people aren't going to attend the drasha, or it's because people will have to make a kal v'chomer in their own minds that if I can't even read Ksuvim on Shabbos, certainly I shouldn't read business materials and other things that don't have Kedusha on Shabbos. But if the basis is the drasha, then we certainly understand that both on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos we're going to have such a practice where we're not going to read the pasuk in Tehillim. We're going to instead read only the pasuk in Nevi'im based on that drasha. So based on that drasha, that we understand Rosh Chodesh also, because the pasuk says by the Shunamis and Sefer Melachim Beis, Madua Atalech Zelavayom Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos. So apparently, you'd go hear the drasha, you'd go hear the shir on Rosh Chodesh as well, and that's why it would be both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos that we would dafka avoid the pasuk in Tehillim. However, they point out that the Pesukim Zimra is full of Pesukim in Tehillim, and we say it on Shabbos. What you have to say is that's because there's no other choice, meaning those are the only Pesukim of that kind. But over here, you mamish have the same exact Pesuk, and it just exists in a different form in Navi, so we choose to use the Pesuk in Navi as a Zecher to that halacha that you're not supposed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. Okay, those are the 8 explanations that I was able to find. I'm certain that I'm going to receive emails with many, many other explanations as to why it is for the difference between Migdol and Magdil, but those are the 8 that I was able to find in the limited research. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Yantif and a wonderful
Do you have any time for any questions, Rabbi Leibowitz?